Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Federal authorities have indicted the owners of a Colorado funeral home on criminal charges for fraudulently obtaining pandemic relief funds from the U.S. government. The husband and wife already faced state charges of corpse abuse after 190 decaying bodies were discovered in their funeral home storage building last year. The new charges on Monday against John and Carrie Holford underscored their alleged lies, money laundering, forgery, and manipulation over the past 4 years that devastated grieving family members. U.S. Magistrate Judge Scott Vorholik has scheduled a Thursday hearing to decide if the couple should remain in custody. Authorities say more than a dozen people suffered mostly minor injuries when a tram used for tours crashed into a railing at Universal Studios Hollywood near Los Angeles. The L.A. County Fire Department says its units responded around 9 p.m. Saturday to the theme park in Universal City. The fire department says 15 people were transported to hospitals with minor injuries. A sheriff's lieutenant says the four-car tram used for movie studio backlot tours might have experienced an issue with its brakes. The California Highway Patrol is leading the investigation. The Biden administration is enlisting officials in 15 states to help enforce consumer protection laws covering air travel. The U.S. Department of Transportation said Tuesday that it will give the states power to investigate complaints about airlines and ticket sellers and then refer cases to the federal government for enforcement. Under U.S. law, only the federal government can regulate consumer protection laws covering airlines. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the agreement is legal. He is touting it as a way to increase protection for airline customers. The Environmental Protection Agency is allowing the sale of gasoline containing a higher blend of ethanol for the third summer in a row. The emergency waiver issued Friday will exempt gasoline blended with 15% ethanol from the existing summertime ban. Gasoline with 10% ethanol is already sold nationwide, but the higher blend has been prohibited in the summer because of concerns it could worsen smog during warm weather. EPA Administrator Michael Regan said the waiver was warranted because the war in Ukraine and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East are putting pressure on the global fuel supply. Alex Garland's ominous American dystopia, Civil War, remained the top film in the theaters in its second week of release. That is according to estimates on Sunday. The A24 Election Year Gamble, the indie studio's biggest budgeted film yet, took in $11.1 million in ticket sales at over 3,900 theaters over the weekend. Going into the weekend, Universal Pictures' Abigail, an R-rated horror film about the daughter of Dracula, had been expected to lead ticket sales. The movie came in second place with $10.2 million in over 3,300 theaters. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In state and local news, Casey Mize pitched 6 scoreless innings for his first major league win since 2021, and Buddy Kennedy homered as the Detroit Tigers beat the Minnesota Twins 6-1 on Sunday to split the weekend series. Spencer Torkelson had 2 hits, scored twice, and drove in 2 runs. Riley Green scored 3 times for the Tigers, who improved to 8-3 on the road. Mize gave up 5 hits, walked 3, and struck out 4 in his first win since August 24th of 2021. The top pick in the 2018 draft missed nearly all of the past 2 seasons because of Tommy John surgery and a back operation. Detroit heads to Tampa for a 3-game series beginning Monday night. A Michigan sheriff says a young brother and sister died and several people were injured, some of them seriously, when a vehicle driven by a suspected drunken driver crashed into a kid's birthday party at a boat club. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodnow says an 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother died at the scene when a 66-year-old woman drove 25 feet into the building around 3 p.m. Saturday at the Swan Creek Boat Club in Berlin Township, about 30 miles south of Detroit. Goodnow did not identify the woman driving the vehicle, but said she was taken into custody, suspected of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, causing death. The 2 top officers of law and order in Tuscola County will be leaving their careers at the end of the year. County Prosecutor Mark Reen announced he is not seeking re-election. Reen joined the county prosecutor's office 31 years ago under the tenure of former prosecutor Robert Reed. He has been a prosecutor for the last 24 years. During that time, he has been a champion of justice in helping victims see the perpetrators are punished for their wrongdoings. As he is leaving, he is putting his support behind Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Erica Wall, who he has worked beside for the past 7 years. In addition, Tuscola Sheriff Glenn Scrant, who has worked closely with Reen over the years, announced he will be retiring and not seeking re-election. Scrant has been in law enforcement for 46 years. The monthly fee for garbage collection and recycling will increase slightly for Unionville Village residents. The fee will increase by 43 cents per month to go from $14.25 up to $14.68. The total per cycle billing will be $29.36. The increase will help cover expenses and fuel surcharges. During the meeting, the council reviewed health insurance and discussed wages, but took no action on either. In other matters, the village will host a collection for unwanted tires from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on June 22nd at the Village Hall at 6454 Mary Street. The collection of tires is free and done in coordination with the joint efforts with the Tuscola County Mosquito Abatement and Tuscola County Recycling to reduce the breeding grounds of mosquitoes. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.